Hello, this is Marion Davenport with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching our video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We are here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Nick Hara, running for Multnomah County Commissioner District 2, which covers most of North and Northeast Portland. Welcome, Mr. Hara.
Hi, thanks.
Please tell us a little about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Yeah, well, everybody, my name's Nick Hara. My pronouns are he, him. And I have a vision for a just and thriving Multnomah County. As a fourth generation Japanese American Portlander raising my family here in Coley, I understand the complex relationship that our communities, especially vulnerable communities, have and have historically had with government. I believe that inclusive institutions are great institutions for building community. I believe in data-informed decision-making, and I believe that well-functioning institutions are the only institutions that are able to achieve their missions and goals. A short little bit about me is that prior to running here, I used to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's data director for 4 years. And prior to that, I worked with tech companies helping consult with organizations like the United Nations on using data to try to help them create impactful work and measurably and to measure that impact. And to never lose sight of the human aspect of data.
What will your policy priorities be if elected, and why?
Yeah, I have three core policy priorities based on three core crises that I see happening right now in Multnomah County. The first crisis is a crisis of livability. The second one is the climate crisis that we are facing. And the third one is a crisis of government trust. In terms of livability, we have to understand that one in three households in Multnomah County currently cannot meet their basic needs. So when we talk about the joys of life, being able to spend time with family, to go out and go on vacations, we are also talking about the ability to pay our bills. And one in three households cannot do that. For me, it is a huge policy priority to have a full-scale scope of life policy in terms of how we look at how we are addressing things like the homelessness crisis, affordability within our county, and resilience within our communities. When it comes to the climate crisis, the heat dome that we experienced a few years ago is simply a precursor to what we will be experiencing in the next few years. We need to go all in on building resilient infrastructure that is prepared for a changing climate in the region. And when it comes to government trust, we need to look at how we can better collaborate with our governments, and it can't be a secondary priority. We need to, as commissioners, be setting a top-down cultural norm that it is okay to collaborate within our departments and between our governments. We cannot achieve anything alone. We must find ways to achieve it together.
You are listening to the Video Voters Guide, an interview and podcast with Nick Hara, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Are you satisfied with the board's current handling of the 24-hour mental health crisis and sobering center? And if not, what would you support?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not satisfied with their current handling. We were supposed to have a new sobering center at the end of 2023. We haven't had one in Central City since 2019, and the process to create a new one was estimated to cost about $13 million. Now we are slated to have one maybe in 2027, at an estimated cost of $25 million. In that time, overdose deaths, especially from fentanyl, have skyrocketed, and we have been gridlocked into inaction in that period. We need to make sure that we are working as hard and diligently as we can to immediately create a new available supply of sobering beds for people so that they can get the services they need and safely use, and if necessary, have an intervention if there is an overdose.
What role would you support for Multnomah County to play in addressing the supply of housing in the region?
I think that we lose sight of the fact that we are about to build 5,000 affordable housing units in the next 5 years in the region. That sounds phenomenal until you realize that it is estimated we will need 80,000 affordable housing units in the next 5 years. When it comes to what the county can do, we have the Supportive Housing Services Bond, but last year we only spent about 60% of it in terms of helping people get into new affordable housing units. The county has a lot of ability to provide funding for vouchers and to help create new housing options for people within our region. And as far as I can tell, we have taken it on in a lackluster approach. We have the ability as the county to work with organizations like Home Forward, our housing authority, and ask them to start building more public housing options, to look into purchasing available housing units as quickly as possible, and to streamline our housing voucher system so that people are not sitting on a wait list for 5 to 10 years.
One last question. How, if at all, would you seek to change the county's contracting process?
This is a great question. Right now, we don't have controls on our contracting process for how the people that we contract with are paid and compensated, aside from our union contracts. For me, a great example of where this becomes an issue is with the Joint Office of Homeless Services. Of their 19 subcontractors, not a single one pays a living wage to their average frontline staffer. The result is that the average frontline staffer will stay in that position for less than a year. So they are constantly in a state of recruitment. It is incumbent upon the county to use the power of its $3.5 billion budget to ensure that the people that it is contracting and staffing are getting paid at least a livable wage to live in the region.
I'm going to have to stop you there. But thank you so much for being with us today. This concludes our video voter's guide and podcast interview with Nick Hara, who is running for Multnomah County Commissioner, District 2. Primary election day is May 21. Ballots will be mailed beginning on May 1st. Please be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.